Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome back, rescuers, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Lafia meets up with an old friend, Raoul wants to return to Daemarius, Scorch talks to a powerful alchemist, and Sultana learns more about Aemon. After learning that the four of them are on the obelisk at the entrance to the library, the team return back to Falsum to make a potion. On their return, they assemble four potion masters and prepare themselves to return to Raoul's homeland. Will Bembe be able to learn more about the heroes? What were the book Soren and Emil talking about? And what is in Amos' nightmares? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
Assume that everyone has breakfast. As you're kind of beginning to eat and drink, Kythea comes back to join you all. And she sits down. She looks very tired, very drained. You know that she hasn't slept in about 24 hours at this point. The other three alchemists aren't with her. She's just coming down to talk with you all. And she says,
okay, so we think we can do this. Emil has some tricks to speed things up. And that should make a difference. Rex's partner, Rion, is going to go get one of the herbs that we need. And we just need one more ingredient, which isn't easily found here. But we need Tears of Savaress, you know, like for squash.
Tears of Savaress, like...
Yeah, that... blue and red flower. I can go get some because the book knows the rune back over to Kino. We'll just be there and back. It will take like half a day. And that's actually the last thing we need to put in the potion.
Is it safe to go to Kino?
She kind of indicates the horns and like is like, I should be fine, and the book comes from there too. We just need a little more time, and then we should be good to do all of this. So probably have it by the end of the day. Just, yeah.
Okay. If you need help, I could go with you.
There's not a lot of Dragonborn in Kino, but
you're
more likely to blend in than... And she looks over at Laffian. You're more likely to blend in than anyone, but me and the book, we've got this. We'll probably be fine. We need to get someone to teleport us there, so.
Okay. Thank you.
That's okay. When I come back, the guys that are going to finish it off, I'm going to go to sleep, and then I'm probably going to go back to Kino, so I don't know. And she looks at Laffian, where I'll be exactly when you come back. It looks like Rowena and the orc and the goblin lady that she's meeting up with, they should almost be across by now, so I want to be there to help out on that side.
I understand.
Okay, I'm going to go find the book and head over to Kino, so I'll catch up with you guys later.
Stay safe.
Sounds good.
You too.
We're all waves.
If you're not back by the end of the day, I'm coming after you.
That's probably a good idea. Some of the mages here, I think, are beginning to learn the runes, so you should be able to at least get pretty close anyway. But I'll be back. I promise I'll be back. I'll see you guys later. And she kind of leans over and kisses Laffian, and then she heads off in the direction where you can loudly hear the book talking to Soren.
Well, that means we have roughly half a day or so to prepare.
I'm going to say you probably noticed that Squash looks a little more tired than he normally does after a long night's rest.
Squash, did you go on a bender?
What?
You look exhausted. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry, I slept really badly. I was trying to read and I may have gone a little too hard.
You went too hard reading?
Well, you know how when you start reading you get super tired?
Yeah.
I just kept reading.
I don't think that that's how it works, but okay.
It can be, for the uninitiated.
Squash, have you never read before?
I didn't mean like that, but...
I learned to read from my parents.
Okay, because I thought Balance was saying that you couldn't read.
No, I'm not... Illiterate, I think is the word. No,
illiterate.
I haven't read since I was a kid. Actually, the last book I read was what was it called? The Prince and the Princess or something?
Prince Killian and the Evil Sorcerer.
Prince Killian and the Evil Sorcerer. I think that's genuinely the last book I read. Sorry, I'm thinking about something else. Sorry, I zoned out really hard. Do we have a material we need to get?
Yeah.
There's nothing that we need to worry about. Kythea is going to be going to Kino and getting the last ingredient that we need.
Oh.
Maybe some warm clothes for Aima. I don't think we have any warm clothes anymore.
Is it that cold in Daemarius?
It is bloody cold.
You'll need your warm clothes.
Well, did you show Aima what your winter clothes look like?
Yeah, he's always wearing half of them, I think.
He's always wearing the bright yellow pants, yeah.
Oh. Did you show the rest where you look like a giant marshmallow?
No, he didn't, but I would love to see it. I need to get some warmer clothes, and I think there may be a place here in Falsum that we could get some.
I need to get something too, so...
Guess you and I are going shopping?
Oh, yeah, right.
Do they have warm clothes here? Or will we have to teleport to the dwarves?
There's clothes here, Rol.
We're in the desert, not warm ones.
You would know, because you went and checked on her last night. Menmark is here.
Yep.
Menmark could teleport you to the Dwarven capital.
Oh, that's
provided
true.
That that cast... No, who was it? Paige? Paige was the one who specially made something for Rael.
If we needed to go back to Dockhammer, we do have the envoy here. We could probably get teleported back there and then here again.
Surely there's somebody here that just sells warm clothes. We don't need to make this complicated, right?
Well, their tales kind of complicate everything.
And I think it'd be kind of complicated to try to sell cold clothes to people that live in the desert. That would be more complicated.
Menmark is very, very amenable to it. And she will happily teleport you all to Rowena's stronghold. Or as I should say, Thakit's stronghold. Not much really has changed here in the Dwarven capital, except that everyone is now wearing a slightly different version of the house crest, one which more reflects having a king versus having a queen. You know, things like his replacing hers, that kind of stuff. Thakit isn't around to meet with you all, and his staff, although they recognize you, understand that your relationship with him is a little different. But they happily send for Paige to come and measure up Aemma. And she gives Aemma something that looks actually nice. it's this kind of like pale and dark blue mix. They're very similar to Rao's outfit, except that it's a little bit more refined than the rush job she'd done before. Apparently she'd been practicing this very unique form of outfit. So it's not exactly ready to go, but it was close enough. as for Squash, pick a colour, my dude.
Dirty white.
Grey?
No, dirty white.
Brown. Pale brown.
So I'm pouring coffee right now, so it's probably getting picked up on everything I say.
Yep.
Ivory.
Yeah, more ivory. Like
champagne.
Off-white.
Dirty white, that's what I'm calling it.
Champagne.
Okay,
anybody who wants to draw Squash with some... wearing winter clothes, think dirty white. And then just draw whatever you want.
Off-white.
So within like 5 minutes of wearing this outfit, Squash has already made it dirty.
No, it's just dirty white.
Good job, Squash.
No one's going to sell a fabric that is called dirty white. That does
no
not mark it.
I think it's called skull
champagne.
White or bone
it's
white.
It's just off-white. Off-white covers white. Like all the different...
this is the worst. Squash has
the
a new outfit. It fits
colors.
In perfectly.
Thank you.
Yeah, ivory and cream. It's
tan.
Good. It's very, very warm. Tan.
Bone white. Google it and then go fuck yourself.
Ivory. That's what bones are. Okay.
I know bone white from, bloody hell, Warhammer paint. So I know what you're talking about now. All right. So you now may draw Squash in whatever outfit you wish. It is very warm. It's very comfortable. And it doesn't take Yol very long to do this. She has things that are almost off the shelf that would fit someone like Squash or someone. And now because of Rael, something would fit Aemon. All right. You have acquired yourself warm weather clothing. Is there anything anyone wants to do before I actually bring Kythea back and they finish the potion? Nope.
Hugs to the person who made us close.
She's very happy.
Rosalind's
the apprentices
very
seem
to
be also happy.
People.
Yeah. Your pants were incredible and she will never forget that. it was the only material she had, but now she has better things for the future.
And also she made someone clothes who hadn't been made clothes for like years and years and years and years. And he was extremely excited. Mm-hmm. And I think she remembers the impression that made on Rahl probably. Just because of like how that was the first time someone made me clothes. That's crazy.
Yeah. So when you need warm weather gear. Okay.
I have things.
So, okay. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. If we have things, let's do it.
Small things.
Okay.
Because it occurred to me that I forgot that I have identify, technically.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never actually used identify on the anti-spider trinket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the monocle I got off of the Drow Librarian is somehow magical, so I want to make sure that's not...
uh-huh.
trying to see if there's anything else I needed identifying while I'm at it.
You stole someone's monocle.
Oh, the four-leaf clover trinket that we got from...
Broken. I believe I told you at the time, like, they broke. They break after a certain amount of time. Those ones did have something in them, but now they're broken.
Oh,
like,
gotcha.
They wear off. Yeah. So the four-leaf clover things that you had before are broken. They will no longer help you out. The anti-spider trinket basically repels any spider that is medium or belower up to 20 feet. I think it was 20 feet. It might have been 30. I can't remember exactly, but we're going to go with 20 feet. It has degraded over time. Sue me. So you can have that. You need to attune to it. No, you don't. You don't need to attune to it. You can just have it. And the monocle, when you sit and identify it, after attunement, it allows you to see things that are invisible.
Oh, shit. Fuck. All right. Slafian's like, all right, well, I know what I'm not doing for the next hour, guys. See ya.
All right. Okay.
I need fan art of Laffian wearing a monocle now, please.
A stolen monocle.
That's now. No.
Borrowed.
No, he stole it. There is no borrowing. You're not intending on returning it.
Borrowed without asking.
Just because it is in your kingdom, your father's kingdom, does not mean it is yours.
It has been requisitioned.
We had a monster from the stalking plane attack that man, and we stole his glasses. Arch, you cannot make that sound good. No matter how much you try, that's exactly what happened.
Know. Squash, have you ever stolen glasses from a man who needs them?
They weren't wearing them when I took them.
All right, I'm not talking to you either.
He was sleeping. He was sleeping. He didn't need them.
That counts as not wearing, using.
Okay. No,
they were not in use.
No, Laffian, sorry.
Let's cease this craziness. Are there any other like small things or even big things that you want to do before I hit you with plot?
I want to identify Rawl. What is Rawl? No. I'm kidding.
A nuisance unto himself.
Rawl is playing with his stalking plane abilities again.
Laffian pulls out two slices of bread, puts it on Rawl's head, and says, what are you?
Rawl is a featherless biped.
So I think Rawl's trying to figure out how to, like, take energy from the stalking plane and manifest it in some way into, as he brought up earlier, he wants to learn the hourglasses. So he's trying to do that. However, I'm not going to make a roll to try to do that because in flavor, what I want to happen is that energy to manifest into his unseen servant. And so Rawl focuses and does his things and an unseen servant happens and is basically just like moving pebbles around for Rawl, who seems very excited that he has something moving pebbles around from him for him.
Yeah, you have broken through to the stalking before, even if for a very limited time. And as you are kind of still doing that, you find that your essence, your soul, your whatever it is that makes you you, you kind of latch and connect onto something on the other side. And just like by a thought, you feel a small resistance, but then also a kind of a familiarity with it as it reaches out and just pushes this pebble for you.
Rawl is so amused.
Like an unseen friend.
Yeah. So he's practicing his things. I just wanted to flavor the unseen servant, just goofing off.
No, absolutely. As him like, learning you're definitely, plane stuff. Yeah, you're definitely able to like move things like plates and like small like knives and forks across the table. Doing more complicated things with it will definitely take time and practice, but it's definitely something that can be achieved by your unseen servant on the other side.
Wonderful.
Do I see ridiculous. It? Do I see it, V?
No.
It's invisible.
It's invisible, V.
It's on another plane.
No, it's not. It's on another plane of existence.
According to the spell, it says invisible, but we're.
it's a flavor text. It has to be from the other side. Yeah. Mechanically, it makes no difference. It's just on the other side. Okay, then. Is that it? I heard Azoltana say that was it. Squash, you haven't bugged me with anything,
no,
so I'm assuming
Squash is just
nothing
like,
either.
Grabbing his book every now and then and just looking in it when he has a calm moment.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Like, you see new things that you didn't see last night because you were on drugs. So, like, yeah, it's not as... You do spot things that you didn't see in the night before, and things that you remember Osmark saying now make sense now that you can read it properly. Like, something in your unconscious brain gave you this information, but you couldn't quite handle it at the time. So, yeah, things begin to make a bit more sense on what runes are, and you can definitely be practicing those throughout the day. Not a problem. Okay. It's probably mid-afternoon by the time you see three very tired and exhausted-looking alchemists wander downstairs into the temple area. Kythea walks over and gives Laffian a hug and says, "Okay, we're done. We're safe. Rowena and the Ark and this goblin lady they're all met up and everyone seems fine, and I'm gonna go to bed now."
"I understand. You did well." Gives her a kiss.
She gives him a kiss back, and then immediately, just like not exactly running, but half stumbling, hands against the wall, makes it back to the bed that she was using.
Laughing is insulted. She did not compliment his new eyewear.
She's too tired, man.
I'm kidding.
This girl like traveled halfway across the world. Raoul, you see your tabaxi friend just like wave. Again, looks kind of tired, but not as tired as Kythea did. He didn't pull an all-nighter. And you see you see him go into the training area, and he just gives you a smile and a wave, and then like returns back to his grumpy demeanor. And Emil comes and drops a potion on the table. I say potion, it's not like a small vial. This is one of those like big flasks
like
that you would mix like... Yeah, more like a jug, but with a stopper in the top. It just places it down in front of you.
Is this moonshine?
It's glowing with a kind of like grayish light to it. And you can see everything inside swirling through basically multiple colors, through grays and reds and blues. There's no green in it, but you can kind of hear a very faint tinkling coming out of the potion itself. It's a pretty big potion. It's probably about the size of someone's head.
Oh. Well, that's a pretty looking potion.
Emil nods and says,
"This is potent magic, even for a dragon. This probably constitutes 6 to 7 healing greater potions for us. Provided, of course, it's portioned correctly, stored correctly, and you survive this."
So what you're saying is we should not in any circumstance even remotely try this?
Correct.
Okay.
So, this is it? We don't need more ingredients from Demarius? They said we might need something.
He shakes his head.
"Between the things in my store and your lady's trip across the ocean, we got everything. But you will want someone with experience of healing magics to help."
"Are you offering to come with us, is what I'm hearing?"
They look like they want to help. And he says,
"I would, but there are other things that I must be concentrating on. Actually, to help the four of you. As much as I trust the book and Soren, they do not have the level of magic expertise as Demi and I."
"So we need to wait for Kythea to rest up then?"
"That might be your best bet. Or you could take the book with you."
Laughing kind of leans in to Emil and is like, "Are you trying to get the book off of your shoulders and onto ours? Is that what's happening right now?"
He leans in really close and he says,
"Consider this one part of the favor that you owe me. And she actually does know a lot about dragons. You could, of course, not take her, and perhaps someone there may know more."
"They won't know how to cure anyone or help anyone."
"From what I have gathered, probably not."
"My tabaxi friend might. You come with us,
He's a very nice
maybe
chap.
Maybe still okay. He is nice. Thank you,
He
Emil."
Nods.
And Rog gets up and hugs Emil. And thank
Emil,
you.
Emil hugs you back. He enjoys the hug. It's like a good hearty
good hearty hug.
Thank you for Caden too.
I will be collecting on that too, I'm afraid.
So are you guys like co-workers?
I'm sorry?
Are you two like co-workers now? With, you know, Brawl doing the whole and you being, well...
With me being...
He like looks around, you know, but... With Merkel and everything, that whole... Like, are you Rawl's boss or like...
Oh, gods, no. I'm not...
And you hear in the back of your head...
Not that one, but another.
Laughing has like an... Like a confused face, like, huh?
We've been told that you know about us. Mine is not Merkel.
I didn't know there was another one.
There are others who are more specialized in what I am. She is my patron.
Oh. So you're more like cousins.
Yes. I guess that's rather a good description of it, boy.
I'm just trying to make friendly banter, but well.
Deny.
I'm trying to be chummy because I still feel bad about the whole when we met thing.
And so you should. But what the hell? End of the world, right?
He's now saying this out loud.
Fair.
Bygones be bygones. Well, I better go about saving you all. Catch up soon.
Appreciated. If you'd like to send the book over, I guess we'll plan.
Perfect. She comes over and sits down, and she looks at the four of you, five of you, because Aemer.
Hello.
So I like totally heard that you need a dragon expert, and I'm kind of like the closest you have here, you know, because a lot of dragonborn and kobolds have died, and like they're pretty close to their dragons throughout the years. And yeah, some of them have like totally died, but some of them have like managed to be cured and helped out and stuff. And then there, of course, there was absolutely everybody before the Great War. Some of them helped out with the dragons, some of them didn't. So I might be able to help. But we kind of are super busy. So, but if you think this is a better use of my time, I will totally come with you. I could like totally get to know you all like way better.
Okay.
Wouldn't that like be super fun? I mean, like who knows how long we're going to be with Daemerius? I mean, it could be weeks, and I could definitely get to know everything about all of you in that time. Well, and you could know about me, of course. I mean, well, I'm more like a storage of knowledge than I am like giving up my own personal details.
Yeah, that all sounds.
Is someone con saving?
The idea of being a Daemerius for more than just, yeah, finally setting in on, oh shit, this might be the worst idea.
On a 14, you'll see a little trickle of blood out of his nose.
That's with my massive buff that I don't think we're using anymore.
Yep.
So it's actually
We won't worry about that right now, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I need you to survive this, it's funnier.
Do you mind if I call you Book or is it The Book?
It's kind of like The Book, but like my friends call me Book.
Are we good enough friends for me to call you Book?
I don't know. I like kind of don't really know very much about you, except that like your name is Latvian Dathadir, that you have a girlfriend named Kythea, who by the way is so totally cute, right?
Thank you.
And you used to be a prince and now you actually are a prince again, which is like kind of cool. And you're an inquisitor of some sort and maybe you have like psychic abilities. I think that's kind of what you had. Well, at least from the people I know who know you, they told me that you have those sort of things and they totally want to cut into your brain, but that's not going to happen because that would probably kill you and she doesn't really want to do that.
I see you spoke with Demi, okay.
Zoltana is like rolling her eyes over in the corner.
Yeah, like I really like her. She talks fast enough that I can kind of like get what she's going. I don't always get her. Like she's usually off on like some tangent and kind of like she can sometimes get like super moody, but I kind of like her.
Zoltana, can you cast haste on me so we can communicate?
I don't know if she understands me all that well though. I guess I could do that.
No, that's me making a call back to fucking like episode 90 something.
Zoltana comes over and like gives a look at Balance. Like, do you want me to pull you out of this conversation?
Like, will you peer behind it? Like, really? I can if you want.
Yeah, like right behind the book, and I'm like darting my eye. I'm like giving him like a glare, but like not like a mean glare, like my eyes are open
do
wide.
Do you want me to
like,
make her shut up?
Yeah,
make it like the neck snapping motion.
No, I'm not gonna kill the book.
He just telepathically is like, hold, stand by. Okay, so the book. Right. So we're not planning on staying in Dimerius for very long. We basically need to go there, give this potion to the dragon, make sure that that's all taken care of. Maybe have Rawl cured, depending how long that's going to take. And then we need to go very far north to Geata. I don't know if you're going to want to come with us for that part.
There won't be a cure. We will help.
Rorunwa said he would.
He said he would, but it would also require his heart, which kind of makes it down to cure him.
Maybe it's metaphorical heart. Maybe it's like he has to love you or something.
Oh, no, like he is talking very literally.
Like heart, like pull out of his chest.
Like totally like that kind of like steel beating thing. So, yeah.
Can dragons live without their hearts? By some miracle?
No, there's not like a chance at all. At least not in the memories that I have.
I'll be cured when we finish this, but at least now we can have someone else help us. Maybe Uranwa knows of something we can help them do, how to help Uranwa finish this.
Maybe he can fly us to Geata. That's probably faster.
Okay.
I just saw what you did.
The listeners are missing out so much by not having that little bloop constitution safe sound.
Casey?
I was going to say, maybe he could go, once he's cured, he could go fight the other dragon that's in the Earth Dark and get that guy's heart for you.
Constitution
Dragon safe? Battle!
The what?
Dragon battle.
On the 28, you are not fazed by the one dragon is scary, two doesn't even register.
Rawl didn't even know about the other dragon. And also...
Oh my god, that's right, yeah!
We hadn't told Rawl about the other dragon, and I just completely forgot about that. But it's perfect, so I'm keeping it.
It's perfect timing.
Oh, right, yeah. Like dragon fighting dragons is not like a normal thing. So, like, back in the last wars when the dragons were fighting each other, it just wasn't good and people didn't rally. Well, they didn't like it either. But it can be a thing. I mean, I have, like, some memories about the other dragon and that it's kind of, like, mostly in the Earthdark areas. But they could, like, they haven't ever met, well, at least not so far in the memories I have of either dragon.
Yeah, but the, like...
There's another one?
Oh.
Yeah, there's like totally this other dragon. Okay, and it lives underground, which is like kind of like not great for dragons. They kind of like to fly around and stuff. But this one is totally trying to keep himself like protected and everything. Neil just rolled like a gazillion con saves.
There's a crit. There's a crit and a nat one in there too. There's two crits in there.
The underground dragon.
Yeah, I think at this point, it's safe to say that Rawl can pass out.
Wait, what the fuck?
I will allow Rawl to pass out.
Neil, what the fuck? You rolled a 28, a 30, a 28, a 14, a 25, yeah, that's a 30, why,
well, that's
a 28,
why we're, that's why we're changing this. I have a fucking plus 10 to it. I can't fail it.
Yep. Yep. He literally can't really fail anymore.
That's
even
good.
On that one.
No, that's why we'd have to change it, because it...
No!
But
the flavor, Arch.
It nullifies the sickness.
Acid's not a very good flavor.
The flavor of passing out is good.
Yeah, like as she is talking and you two, like all the three of you, maybe trying to get her to shut up, Rawl just passes out. He just keels over backwards off the back of this chair.
Anime style, blood comes out of both nostrils.
I think that's code for something else, right?
Usually, in this case, though, it's still funny.
Yeah, in this case, it's literal. Ama, like, kind of does her best to, like, shake Rawl awake. It takes a while.
Amy, let him smell you. That's how we were doing it before.
That's not okay. Just Ama being here is enough. So she wakes me up without smelling whichever way.
No,
because she certainly doesn't have any of her perfume.
Absolutely.
But
does
in any
not,
sense, the whole point of that is that Ama being there like wakes him up so she can talk softly and it does the same shit. So
yeah, like she takes time to wake him up. She doesn't. She kind of like looks at the pair of you, looks at the book, gives the book like the filthiest murder eyes you've ever seen. A little bit of the demon in there. And then like she kind of like begins to bring Raoul around along the lines of like, guys, do not say anything more.
Okay. Let's not discuss that right now then.
What are we talking about?
It doesn't nothing. Happen, we're just going to be taking a trip roll. We're going to be teleporting soon. Make sure you have your things ready, Roll. We're going to be going. Make sure you pack warm clothes. Ama, maybe you want to pack him a lunch.
No, it's okay. We have everything that we need, right? And we're going to be safe, and we're going to be happy, and we're going to go cure him, and everything is going to be okay. Right. We don't have to interact with them any more than we need to. Not to worry about it, love.
And she kind of like helps Raoul to sit back upright on the
looking
chair.
Nervous once again until he turns around to try to not look nervous. Ama,
as I was
she does nervous. That thing where she wipes the acid away from his face.
As I was trying to say the book, we're not going to be staying there very long. We need to go elsewhere. So I don't know if you're going to want to come with us or if you would rather come back here.
Well, I totally need to come back here. The thing that Emil's working on, me and Saren are working on with him, just like because you know how like you might need to go between places and time works differently there. We're trying to make it so that it doesn't for you. And that's kind of really complicated magic. And we don't know exactly how long we have until the blissful eclipse arrives, so we don't want you to suffer or lose out on the things you're going to do. But that does require some... well, Emil and Saren have ideas, so I'm just helping them out with what I know. I can't really leave them for too long anyway, so if it's a really short trip in Daemaris, then I am much happier about that.
It should be.
I should bring my tabaxi friend back anyways and make sure he has a way to teleport back before we leave from Daemaris to go anywhere crazy. They probably don't want to go with us.
I mean, do you have someone who's able to do, like, teleportation?
Thorin might meet us there.
I can't see much magic on... Sorry, what was that?
Thorin was going to meet up with us there.
Thorin's in the library.
Yeah, but he was going to meet up with us when we were done.
If he could,
Because we don't know how long they're going to be in the library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have no idea. So if he could meet you in Daemaris, he will. If he can't, then he won't. Like, he has to stay with Monarch. That's the important thing for him. I mean, if you don't have someone who can teleport, I can always, like, ask. I mean, like, one of us has got to have it.
The only one that we know... personally that can teleport is dealing with management issues above ground right now.
Maybe he would like to get away from those.
We can try. I don't want to talk to that new person again.
Neither does he, probably.
I mean, you can like totally ask people, and if they say no, then it's just like no, so... Well, if you get stuck, just like, well, if you want me to be coming anyway, then I can always just like ask. It's not a problem.
We need someone with us who's able to carefully administer this potion and make sure everything goes smoothly. Emil voted that you do it.
She kind of leans in a little bit. It's like, I don't think he likes me very much, but your Tabaxi friend, the one that came from like the Savras' army, he could totally do this. He is like super smart. He could do it, but I mean, I'd like to go. I'd kind of like to meet a dragon, like, in the flesh. That would be, like, really cool. Like, it'd be a really cool thing to tell people, at least as long as I'm here.
Why don't you find someone to teleport you and my Tabaxi friend back, and then we will worry about ourselves from there as well. We need someone to get us here, and then someone to get the two of you back.
Yeah, you would know that Trempel could do that. Like, if he was going with, then Trempel could definitely do that. If he's not going with, then that becomes a problem.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't we go get Trempel then? Rol, why don't you get your tabaxi friend, see if, well, maybe let them rest first.
I totally like to come with, and I've got, like, time now, so I could come and, like, talk to a dragon. That's totally fine.
So if you want to do that, you got to wait until we're done talking to the dragon first.
Oh, that's, like, fine. I can, like, help administer to him, give him the potion, and, like, you can get what you need from him, and then, like, I can, like, talk to him and, like, be with him during his recovery, at least, like, for a few hours until I have to go back.
Are you sure you can't be quiet?
Oh my god,
Zatani,
you're so thoughtful.
Him.
Yeah. Der.
I'm thinking it may be better, actually, if you did stay here, then. Purely for the fact that you're talking about things that are going to save us from some time-warping magic, is what I'm hearing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, I don't fancy being caught in time.
Yeah, that would be super bad, which is why we're trying to, like, work around it. It's going to take some work, though. I mean, I would definitely be useful to them, but, like, Soren is Soren. And, like, Emil has, like, a lot of magical knowledge, you know, because he's, like, super old. I think I'd be way more useful with a dragon.
Oh my god.
Inside check.
Oh my god.
Sure.
Luranma and Emil probably grew up together, though.
Zoltana is going to, like, give a look towards Balance and just be like, can we fucking, like, is there a good way to turn this girl down? Nope.
Nat 20, 27.
She would be way more useful than time magic. Fuck.
Okay. So, Lavia gives Zoltana the look back of like, believe me, I get it. All right. So, in light of that knowledge, the book, I think it would be best you stay here. We're going to bring the other alchemist. Better allocation of time and resources, I think. We're in a bit of a crunch right now, and what you're working on is super important. And I really appreciate it. I may have a long lifespan. I don't fancy spending most of it trapped in some wherever the hell.
Well, it's more like maybe we have a long lifespan because, you know, if the Blissful Eclipse comes, we're all, like, super dead. Well, we're technically all, like, going to be absorbed into the bigger hole and have, like, no personalities or no memories of ourselves anymore.
So
and
the book, is super bad. It was so nice talking to you. We really have to get going and get on this Wilrunwa thing. And
right.
Then Zoltana's going to grab...
don't let me hold you up.
Going to grab Balance and Rol and just, like, forcibly drag them out and, like, just motion to Squash to follow.
Oh, Squash. Squash is already fucking gone.
he melted
in the
shadows. We
look around, Squash has done the traditional, like, stealth. He's just gone.
It was like when Squash asked her if she could be quiet as long as we're talking to the dragon, and she talked over him during that. It was just like, okay, I'm out.
There's a dark corner
that's
somewhere.
That's the moment Squash disappeared.
And there's a Squash just running a whetstone on a dagger.
God, no, thank you.
Yeah, she can hear her talking as she heads back towards Soren and Emil.
Okay.
As they continue their research.
Okay, that was good information gathering, Zoltana, thank you. There's only so much that I can... But, all right. That concerned me, what she said, but it's fine. Let's go. We need to get things.
Okay. Y'all make your way up to Trempel. He is leaning on his desk at the entrance to the Witcher Society. You can hear a lot of people moving around just from the general atmosphere. Whatever mages here that haven't been tasked by Apella to do something in particular are just doing that water cooler thing where they're just talking to each other in low voices, and it's obvious that, like, something is not going well here right now. And Trempel isn't even bothering to hide it. They're chewing louder than they ever have. They're sighing a lot more. And they're giving no shits today.
Okay. I'd rather not go all the way in. I don't want to deal with that person. So let me just see if I can get him to maybe take a lunch break. Dinner break. Lunch break. What time is it? Breakfast break.
It would be kind of like mid-afternoon.
Lunch break.
Because you had to wait for Kythea to get back.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Kythea had to go to Kino and come back again. So
so telepathically to Trimple, Laughing's just going to fancy taking a lunch break to go on a jaunt to Land of the Dragons.
Boss, I'm going home. Yeah. I'm hungry. Yeah, I ate an hour ago. I'm a grown boy. Leave me alone.
That was first. That was second breakfast.
He just gets up and leaves. He just walks straight out like, I have dragons. I don't want to. But,
it's better than
he
there.
He looks inside, looks back at you and just nods. So, do you want a description? Who's going?
It's going to be us, including Ama.
Right.
And then we need to get Roz to Alchemist Trend.
All right.
And then we go. And then you just need to be able to bring yourself and the alchemists back.
Wait. We're back up a bit. You want me? Receptionist at Witch's Eye. To go to the Land of Dragons.
We have safe passage. We've been guaranteed.
We have...
Ama, show him the you had a thing, yes?
We have the runes, and also we like to think of you as the former master of the Falsum branch of the Witcher Society, not receptionist.
Also, I'm finding you more agreeable the longer we know each other.
Roll either a deception or a persuasion.
Advantage because I'm helping?
I would take either. Yes, advantage. This is the dumbest thing.
I help.
All right, I'm going for a deception because my persuasion is zero.
Okay. Oh, no. It means you're going to be like trained and fucking shit in this, aren't you?
That's right.
God, I hate you.
That's a 24. That's actually a 19 on the dice. So
damn.
Jesus Christ.
That's about as high as it goes.
Former. All right, then. Let's see what this Master of Falsum Witches Society. Yeah. All right. There, you have Trimble on board.
Okay. Squash explains real quick to Trimble that, like, the runes cannot be copied, like... Just like
I don't wanna hold that knowledge like
so one and done.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you.
Great. Welcome. Yeah, Trimpa will join you. They will teleport you to the Land of Dragons. Your tabaxi friend, when you go to find them, seems very excited. They've been working on this potion and you kind of get the feeling from talking to them that they kind of actually wanted to see this through. They don't know a whole lot about dragons, but they have spoken about dragons to a certain lady who knows a lot about dragons, perhaps more than he ever wanted to know. He knows some. He would definitely be able to help and is very excited about the prospect of going to yet another new strange land. Grumpy as he may be, still an adventurer.
Yeah, Rog gives him a hug and then is talking with him in his language.
Yeah.
surprise. About how his potion helped, worked really well in the that he made for Rol, the special one.
Rol, what are you saying?
So he's confident.
Rol?
This and that.
Stop hissing.
What?
You're speaking in tongues. You're hissing.
I don't know what to tell you.
I think he's just jealous.
I can do it if I'm just very confused. He couldn't do that before.
I didn't think Rao could speak a different language before either, but apparently he can now.
Surprise, he says in Elvish.
Okay, no, Rao, we're not doing this. We're not doing this again.
Surprise.
Rao, he can speak Dwarvish. It too.
No, okay, we're done. We're done with this conversation.
All the Dathrobeers can, yes. Can
you
really?
My fucking
this
god, you can.
Wait, am I at
the both of
too?
You can speak it.
Right, the both of us can speak Elvish.
What was that,
Ama? Am I at Dathrobeer now too?
Maybe? I don't know how marriage laws when you're adopted into a family. And you're not technically married, but you're married, but not married.
I don't understand Mary.
Roll, when we're done with this apocalypse thing, if you want, I will marry the two of you under Elvish law.
Are they good laws that you want to be married? What?
I don't know.
Is there...
Maybe we should talk about this on another day.
How do we not break the law, though?
It's more of a happy thing. It's a good thing. You have celebrations, festivities, feasts.
But why are there laws about happy things? I don't understand.
It's to make it official under the crown's
so
eye.
So you have to be married to be official? Are you and Kythia married?
It just needs a stamp. We have stamps.
Zoltana just gets a giant smile on her face and like looks at Balance like, look what you've done to yourself.
Oh, Squash is like smiling, going like, if there's such good laws, then why aren't you married, Balance? Please.
Because I'm trying to save the fucking world. There's a whole world to save. This is why I said after the apocalypse.
Hey, listen.
Wait.
What's his name? Lisbeth and Marnak got married, and the world, even though the world is ending, when the world is ending is the perfect time to get married. You know, put a ring on that finger, bro.
So.
Aima looks at her fingers, which are a little, like, they're not suited for rings. Like, I don't think Dragonborn hands or toes are, really.
Oh no, do we have to put rings on them? Do we have to put rings on our tails?
No.
Yeah, they're magic rings that legally bind you in marriage. So if you guys decide that you don't want to be together anymore, then you have to, like, find a way to split your property and shit.
Can you put the ring wherever?
Yeah. Perhaps we could just decide where we put the rings.
Okay, how about this? How about we stop talking about marriage?
Are we not official? Are we not dating anymore?
I have this one on
I don't understand.
I have this one on my tail, and I click it on the ground.
Triple, get us out here, please.
It's not that bad.
We're going.
Tailoring is okay.
Yeah, you could put it on your tail.
We can have tail rings.
Zoltana shows Aima her wedding ring that is now back on her finger.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, that is so cute.
Zoltana, help me. And I'm not saying you, Zoltana. I'm saying as a deity, help me.
Well, I mean, but I am Zoltana the deity. So I am helping you. And then she gives you finger guns.
Do we have to be married by a king or a prince? Or can gods marry us?
I can marry you guys.
Either.
Who makes that law?
Yeah. Would it be under Sultana law or under Elven law? Are we breaking the law in the dusk?
You are not breaking any laws by not being married. There's no law against not being married.
Aima, I'm sure if there's a law you don't like, you'll just steal another stamp and it will be done. So
that's true.
No.
So we need to make a new law where we don't have to be married. Then we can still be official but not married.
No, you don't need to. That's not...
How long were you guys living together before... you died.
We could just take the rings out of the law. We could change that about the law.
It doesn't need to
then
be.
Then we can do it our way.
No, how many years? Because if it was 5 years, then you're common law married, and that's basically the same thing.
Wait, that's common law marriage?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Squash, what about your people? How do they get the married thing?
How I'm stepping in this landmine.
sorry, let me rephrase that.
I stepped on this explosive rune.
At this point, Trempel turns up and saves this awful discussion along with your tabaxi friend, and Trempel teleports all of you out of this awkward situation to Daemeris and out of this episode.
I was trying to have a nice conversation. Fucking idiots.
Hi everyone, just wanted to say a quick hello and like a totally a quick hi, how are you doing? I hope you're having like a totally super awesome day. I am a little bit upset that they didn't want to take me to like go hang out with the dragon, but like I'm like totally busy doing stuff with Soren and Emil anyway, so whatever. So I want to say thank you to, Emil Scott Jay, because he's like super cool and he knows a lot and he's like been really good to us, so like thanks for that. And we want to say thank you to this Patreon we got named Corey. Thank you so much. Like, we totally appreciate your help. If everyone else wants to help, we could totally leave a review for us on like Podbean or like iTunes or Stitcher, like all these other places. So there's a record of it so that, you know, I'm going to know this in the future moving on. And if you could like totally tell the people on there that I am like super awesome and cool, because I don't think I get quite enough love, and it would be awesome if I could. Yeah, I guess that's like totally it. So like, y'all have a super good day. Bye. Hey everyone, it's V here.
And Aethor.
And we just want to do a shout-out ad for our buddies Shadows at the Door.
You may have heard of them or recognized their voice in some silly way. What are they?
There's a podcast with Daichin in it. I mean, David Alt. David Alt is in this
Daichin's Alt.
Daichin's Alt, yeah. So David Alt and his friend Mark Nixon, who is basically...
I know those two names because we played a one-shot with them relatively recently, right?
Yes, that's right. We played a game called The Lighthouse. But yeah, please go listen to it. It's a really good podcast. It's really good fun. The tales they tell are really well produced and really well voice acted. And the chats they do afterwards are on a whole range of things, like what makes a macabre tale, what makes a scary tale, that kind of thing. And it's quite funny towards the end. So it's half horror, half comedy chat. It's really good.
There's a lot of love and passion in the project, so I highly recommend it.
Yes. You can find them on Twitter at Shadows at Door, or you can find them basically in any of your podcast catches by typing in Shadows at the Door. If it says it's from Britain, that's the one you're looking for.
There's one that's not from Britain?
No, but just in case something else pops up.
Just covering our bases.
Yeah, just covering the bases. You want Shadows at the Door by Mark Nixon and David Orr. Enjoy.
Bye. Bye.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.